You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
What up, though? I'm waiting for Crystal to say, what up, though? Hey, 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 it's Closet Conversations. I'm waiting for Crystal. I'm Berkeley. Chrissy Mack is on her way. But tonight, we have someone super special in the building. Man. Yes. Mr. Damaris Harvey.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
I'm sure you've seen him somewhere on the big screen. Look at him. Look at him with that salmon on. And he got the shoes to match, y'all. So we are live in the lovely Detroit Shipping Company. Today is Drink With Your Dog. Is that what it's called, Dave?
Drinking with dogs, yes.
Drinking with dogs.
Because that's what hipsters in Detroit do. They drink with their dogs. There are a lot of dogs, a lot of beards, and a lot of vapes.
Oh,
I think beards and vapes are the new wave.
And a lot of scooters.
Scooters are the new wave.
Scooters,
too.
Beards, and vapes.
Yeah.
Welcome to Detroit.
I wish I would have brought my lady.
I feel like you need like six white guys with beards to redo Welcome to Detroit City.
Definitely.
And it's all about beard balm, vapes, electric scooters,
and dogs.
And gentrification.
Oh, okay.
That's yeah.
right.
And dogs.
And dogs.
And dogs.
And beers.
I love it.
And double IPAs.
There you go.
They have to be double IPAs.
It has to be an IPA. Yes. Everyone wants an IPA. So first I want to shout out to our sponsor, Mr. T. Harvey, T. Harvey Construction and Management. He is our new sponsor. If you're looking for home improvement, commercial renovations, building ground up, I'm sure he can do that too. Shout out to him, T. Harvey Construction and Management. I believe his motto is changing lives. What up, Terry? Again, we have Damaris Harvey. Are y'all related?
Indeed. No, you know what? As soon as you say Harvey. I'm like, nah.
She playing?
Might be related. I have no idea.
We're going to have to check that out because I said the same thing. I was like, wait, his last name is Harvey too. Y'all might be distant cousins or something. I don't know.
Nah, we might be though.
And Steve Harvey.
Right. Okay. Let's get all the Harvey together.
Maybe Harvey Weinstein. Who knew?
Very possible.
So Mr. Harvey is in the studio. He is an actor. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am, like she said, an actor. I've been acting, when people ask me how long have I been acting,
mm-hmm.
I had to give them the whole breakdown. And originally, I started in first grade.
First grade?
Yeah, playing Peter Pan of all characters.
I love it. Peter Pan. That's the flying guy, right?
Yeah, it's the flying guy.
Tell me
with
about
that. With the green tights.
Did you have the green tights on?
Now, how do you feel about the theory that really kind of blew my mind that Peter Pan is like the king of the dead?
Is he?
What?
And that's why the kids never grow up, because the kids are all dead.
Nah.
And Neverland is like, and Peter Pan is like the good spirit that corrals the children that have died.
You know what? That makes like so much sense.
That's scary.
And actually would probably be a really great movie.
Yeah.
Like legitimately. I kind of just gave me goosebumps.
Ooh. Okay.
Definitely.
Handsome face. There we go. It's a little shadow from your hat, but
okay, I'm sorry.
They get it. You know they want to get in. They want to, turn it to the back so they can see. That's what they was waiting for.
We literally just shifted the studio around 2 weeks ago, and I've realized that I have to redo all the lighting in here now.
I like it the other way, but that's just my opinion.
Well, no, I need to put some filters on the light so they're not quite so harsh.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yes, they can see that handsome face now. So, Peter Pan.
First
starring role.
Mm-hmm.
First grade.
And then fast forward, I went to Barbara Magnet Middle School. And we had a lot of performing arts there. So, that's where I really developed my love for the art.
Okay.
And then from there, I kind of took a hiatus. I played football for a little bit. And then
check out them shoulders. Yeah, we can see that. Just cause the conversations we get in.
And then from there, I started my professional career after modeling a little bit in 2010.
Okay.
Yeah. And so
who did you model for?
A lot of local brands.
Okay.
One that sticks out in particular is called Love Life Swagger.
Oh, Bernard.
Yeah, that's my guy.
Bernard.
That's my guy.
Okay. What up, B?
Yep. So he was, we still cool. Whenever I see him, it's all love.
He's been on Closet Conversations as well. Yeah, he has. He was like one of my second guests.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm in great company then, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, and then from there, I just, I kind of developed the whole mindset of networking with people. You know, that was the way that I got my push, is, network with everybody and, just show what I can do. And I was given the opportunity. My first real opportunity was with Kamal Smith.
Right? Oh, shout out CT Dogs, you hoes.
Yeah. Big bro. Kamal Smith, man. He had just finished his TV show and he was getting ready to do a remake of his play that he did some years ago.
Okay.
Rules to the Game. And I went in audition at the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny because, remembering back then, he was just like the stoic type of guy.
Mm-hmm.
If you know Kamal, that's not him at all.
I'm sorry. I know the Kamal that was doing routines and the Grand Quarters.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Talent shows.
Right.
I forgot the name of that group, but it was like four of them. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all go back then. So to think about that now, I went in audition for him. It was me, him, and another individual. I think it was Rick. Rick was in there too. And my nerves were going crazy, but I performed and he gave me a shot.
Nice. Yeah. This is Chrissy Mack.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
This is Damaris Harvey.
Nice to meet you, Damaris.
What'd you think about those dogs?
They're everywhere.
They are everywhere.
I'm not a dog owner, so I'm like...
I loved it. I was like, cute dog.
No, cute dogs, but some of those dogs should have been wearing underwear.
Oh, because they were peeing and underwear. Using the bathroom everywhere.
No, I'm just saying, some of those dogs got balls bigger than the tires on my car.
No.
Probably should have. If I can't have mine hanging out...
They can't have
mine. I'm just saying.
Teabags hanging, swinging, little puppies.
Teabags.
Wow. So Kamal gave you your first start with Rules to the Game.
Yeah.
What role did you play with that? That was a play first, then became a movie.
Oh, man. If you listen to this, don't be mad at me. I forgot the name of the character.
Okay.
But it was like that opportunity was... a benchmark for me, right, when it comes to getting into the game, getting mm-hmm. into this art, just because, he had already been established and me learning so much from him, I took that and I ran with it,
mm-hmm.
And I began to build, working with other individuals in the craft, other directors, other producers, other writers, and then just continue to keep growing and then getting individual training and traveling and getting training. Like certain things that I didn't tell other people, and they'd be like, yo, how you getting this opportunity? How you getting that opportunity? Well, I work really
mm-hmm.
hard,
mm-hmm.
So when people see me and they'd be like, yo, DH is in everything. Well, y'all don't know what DH is sacrificing.
Okay. Okay.
You know what I mean? I think that's probably the biggest thing that people get a misconception. They think just because, obviously this business is about how you look.
Absolutely.
And then if you have talent, that just, adds to it. But
mm-hmm. And you have both, must I say.
Well, thank you.
You were one of my favorite characters. And shout out to Not Left in Vegas.
Not Left in Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah.
I Incredible. Went to the premiere the other day, and Mr. Harvey did his thing.
Thank you so much.
Wait. Go ahead.
Let me hold it.
Okay, I got
it. Wait a minute, it's on me.
No, it's on him.
Oh, okay. There you go. All right.
So, Not Left in Vegas. Can we say a romantic comedy? Is that what it's considered?
Exactly. Yeah, romantic comedy.
Okay, I loved it. I loved your character, of course.
Thank you.
I love the dude with the dreads. What's his name? Who was trying to get on the older chick the whole time?
Call him Young. But James.
Okay.
He did his thing, man. He did his thing. Shout out to the whole cast.
Absolutely.
I mean, everybody did an awesome job. I'm so proud of my family. You know, every last one of those individuals are like family to me now.
Absolutely. You
know, the experience, we were all like in the movie theater reminiscing about the experience being up in that cabin up north.
That looks like it was a lot of fun. Excuse me.
Listen, y'all have no idea.
To film. Tons of fun. And the horseback riding, I'm like, oh, fuck. Yo, you didn't like animals, though. So how did that go?
Everybody has a story when it comes to that.
Okay.
I tell you mine specifically. You know, we were picking out our horses. Everybody had a chance to pick out the horse that they wanted.
Okay.
Okay.
That's cool. I walk up to mine, one of the last ones, because obviously I don't like animals like that. You know, no offense to anybody that's an animal lover.
I don't like animals like that either.
Animal.
Give me something, bro.
I love animals. That's the white in me. That's the white in me. Hi. Yeah. Cute dog. Cute dog. Hi.
But, I got a chance to pick out mine. It was one of the biggest ones.
Okay. I saw that.
Yeah. So I got up.
He carried you well? Or she?
It was a girl.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a girl.
Do you remember her name?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Horsey. Horsey. Yep, that's exactly what
Horsey. In the movie, they were riding horses, and I was just like, oh, that's just a beautiful scene. It looked like they have fun filming it. Is there somewhere that, you know, I can share with Chrissy so she can see it?
Right.
That I don't know just yet.
Okay.
Talk to Kamal.
Put the DVD. Y'all still do DVDs?
Amazon Prime.
Right.
I'll go to Amazon.
Okay.
Do hard copy still.
Okay. Do something. Throw us one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we can have a watch party at the crib.
Definitely. I'm sure that's soon to come for sure.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I definitely like men who wear. Like, what is that? Pale pink?
I said salmon. That's what I was like, come through
salmon. Yeah, all right. That's what I'm talking about. Real men wear salmon.
Yeah, because I'm a real man all day.
So all right.
We got our bell.
Bring. Is this the one that is engaged?
No, he is not engaged.
Oh, are you engaged?
No,
are you single?
No, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, for the ladies listening. All righty. He got good teeth and everything.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm.
I just came from the dentist. All kind of the work
in
done.
Like, oh, is this the one that's engaged?
I'm just saying.
Clarification.
Okay. Conversations. Welcome.
Okay. Welcome. Welcome.
So, what? What's your next project? I know you have something about First Lady, which looks pretty dope. Yeah. Can we get
a
little
bit of
scoop?
Have you seen First Lady 1?
I have not, but I want to watch it, though.
Y'all sleeping?
Right.
Yeah. So Amazon Prime.
Okay.
Go check out First Lady. Just the first one. It's a really dope movie. I play one of the leads in the movie.
Nice.
With Hoops, from Detroit.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
She's on Flavor
of Love.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's incredible. Individual.
I don't know why Shaq let her go.
I don't know either. He's a dummy.
He's dumb.
What up, though, Hoops? He'll be back.
They all come back. Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think I have like three other movie premieres coming up. One is called, First Lady 2.
Okay.
Another one is Neon Detroit Nights. And then...
little ghetto one with KDZ?
Well, I got to say the ghetto one.
Oh, that's not the ghetto one. That's First Lady
2. Oh, sorry. Just kidding. Up, DZ?
Shout out to the bro.
Not to say DZ couldn't act or anything, but I just see it. It just looked fun. Like, this is real life almost.
And actually, you know what? When it comes to that, DZ did his thing, man. Because he wasn't afraid to like take information and so that he can grow because he takes it serious, you know. So like it was fun. That was a fun deal.
How many years have you like been perfecting your craft?
Before you got here, I was telling her, like, legitimately, I've been acting. No, you could. since first grade.
Oh, wow.
Peter Pan.
Okay.
Don't ask me about
He's
no
like,
tights.
I love it.
Okay, gave me a little briefing. Okay, that's what's up.
So I've been doing it that long.
Nice.
But professionally since 2010.
Nice.
Yeah.
Going on his 10th year. You better get at him.
I'm working on them $10,000. It'll be here soon.
Amen. Claim it. Mm-hmm. Any actors that you admire or that you would want to share the screen with?
Right.
Definitely. I mean, I guess it's kind of cliche now at this point, but Denzel, for sure.
Right.
I'm a huge.
He's still fine. Sorry, Denzel. I mean, Denzel's wife. Whatever.
Yeah, she used to. Yeah. It's all good.
Okay.
So, yeah, cool. Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, most definitely Samuel L. Jackson. The funny side of me, the comical side of me, Adam Sandler.
Okay.
Okay.
I would have to say.
These dogs went crazy.
Yeah, see, I'm glad we're in this studio.
Right, okay. Not out there with the dogs. Yeah,
with
you
the
know.
Smell too.
Ugh.
But and then probably Johnny Depp. You know, I like that.
You know, I like him.
His ability to, you know, flow from different characters.
Okay.
Different looks. I'm real big on looks. I feel like, you know, in order to bring a character to life, you have to alter who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? To bring it to life. So I'm real big on that. And if you pay attention to my movies, like the movies that I'm in, I try to change my look, my beard, you know, the aesthetics as much as possible, right?
Yeah.
To give off a different feel for each character.
Okay.
Because I want you to see whoever I'm playing. You know what I mean? Not me, not DeMarz, not DH.
Mm-hmm. Not DH.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever dress up as a woman?
Never.
Okay. No. I just had to throw that out there.
Yeah, because a lot of actors will tell you
that
they wouldn't do that.
Right.
So,
I
respect that.
Yeah, I get that a lot. And I say that in the sense that, you know, I respect how, you know, whatever you like is what you like.
Mm. Right.
I respect your space. But me personally, I just don't believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me. And again, whatever you like is cool, but nah, I wouldn't do it.
So like in your personal life, you have seems like you have a sense of like a strong faith.
Yeah. Yeah. Man.
Okay.
I feel like even right now, like I'm going through a season where, you know, God is pulling on me, for whatever his purpose is, but all things work together.
Amen.
You know, so this gift that he's given me ultimately is going to give me a platform, you know, where I'll be able to do, you know, a lot of different things, you know, so to speak. So, yeah, for sure.
That's real.
Nice, nice.
Funny enough, Virgo. Funny
what
enough.
What about, like, relocation?
Relocation? I get that a lot as
well. Like, are you, is that, like, in your agenda for the next couple of years, or?
I would have left years ago.
Okay.
But I'm a full-time father, right? So,
my daddy raised me.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's what's up.
Great product of being with
a
father.
He watching my baby right now. He should be back. Have your ass back at 10:30. Ain't no eating tacos and Ibish.
Tacos sound good, too.
I know.
We'd have to call and throw him some money. Like, you can keep that $100 you gave me.
Right. Right.
But yeah, I'm a father, so that's important to me. You know, my kids having some type of structure of what it means to be a man, you know, for my son and then my daughters. I want them to see, you know, an example, because we have more, you know, non-examples than we do examples. You know,
yeah, positive, absolutely.
Especially black men. Let's just keep it all over 100, you know.
Right.
The media itself, and then, you know, just what we see in our own everyday environments, you know, it's so much negative when it comes to the black man. And, you know, I feel like I owe it to my kids to make sure that they have that example so they won't have an excuse. You know what I mean? Because I didn't have that. So, but I know what it feels like. So I would be robbing if I did that. But things are transpiring and, you know, I'm working on some things. So a move will possibly is in the future, near future for sure.
Cool things.
Do you see like any of your children, do they have like that, like, that movie eye, like it kind of seems like they want to get into movies at some point.
My baby, Delia, like she hasn't really, she hasn't said anything until like the last year where she was like, yo, daddy, I want to be in a movie, right? But she has the personality. She has
she could be a kid, play a kid role in something.
I'm putting her in a movie.
There
for
you
sure.
go.
Nice.
And I write too, so like, you know, I have plans for her. She just don't know it.
How old is she?
She's six.
Oh, wow.
Perfect age.
Aww,
especially
poo-poo.
Seeing daddy do it, like, I can do this too.
Right.
They love it. Whenever I have a movie that I can take them to that's not, you know, R-rated.
Right.
They just enjoy it, you know, get to dress up, get all dialed up and stuff.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That, so.
Red carpet is great.
Yeah, right, they love that environment.
How many kids do you have?
Three.
Nice. Yeah. A trio.
I do.
Three's a crowd.
Yeah.
It is.
In my case, they're a party.
A party.
You said a party?
You said, in my case, they're a party.
Okay. Period.
Yeah. I love it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That
dog over there about to act a fool.
Now, why they doing all that barking out there, messing up our podcast?
Because and then you know, I'm over here about to watch the dog fight.
Closet conversations don't like all of that. We ain't used to all of that, you know, bark, bark, walk,
walk.
Get out
there and start barking. I bet you they shut up. Like,
right. Wait, they going to be like, look at the black one. She's really mean. Like, yeah. Don't play no, I don't play no, don't play. Yeah, that's me. Don't play no games with me. She's part white and Asian. And Korean.
And Korean.
I'm black, black. Bye. Y'all need to be quiet.
I was going to say, when you had said, she is the chain. When you had said, stop. Damaris, you had mentioned, you know, your season. And I know, like, I didn't know you before. You know what I'm saying? We recently met. And the last guest we had on, I had already shouted out T. Harvey Construction and Management.
T. Harvey
what up, though?
Construction
again?
Management.
Right.
What up, though? Right.
Yep.
One of
yep.
our sponsors.
Let's
go. Closet Conversations.
But we had a young lady, Jen from JP Connects, and she, you know, talked about starting your day, and which I usually do, but I'm not the type of person like, oh, okay, my day is going fucked up today. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right.
Or I'm just like having a great day and smile, you know, so.
Smile,
and, you know, making sure that I'm taking out that time for myself. So I started doing videos.
Right.
And he inboxed you just like, you know, I felt you. I needed that.
Yeah.
And I was like, hold on, let me go and see who this is. Like, okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I agree that his season is here and to embrace it. And God puts people in your life for a reason.
Most definitely. Yes.
At the right time.
Yes.
So I appreciate that.
Most yes. definitely.
God being behind this, because I mean, hey, I just
without him, we have nothing.
Period.
Believe that.
Period.
And don't nobody believe that? Try to go without him. Yeah, how far you get.
What the women say? Period, poo.
Period, poo.
Yeah, all of that.
Period, poo. Any like love scenes that like I always wonder about that. Like, sorry, we just went from God to love scenes.
Yeah,
love scenes that just like because I always. You know, as a woman, I'm sure you could be like, oh, okay, doo-doo. But for a dude, it's like, oh, okay. Either get off me or I like it type of thing.
Okay.
Have you done any love scenes?
I have.
How does that go?
First lady. If you check out first lady, I have a love scene.
Oh.
I'm the love
interest. The first one.
Hoops. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, Hoops is fine, too. So how does that work? You got to turn off your feelings.
Oh, you had a love
scene
with her?
Yeah.
How does that work, like, in movies where, like, I mean, I've done commercials before because, like, I'm a former, like, print model and stuff like that. So, like, I never had a chance to, you know, get into the movie scene when I was living in New York at one point. So, like, when you're doing love scenes, like, how do you, like, as far as, like, an erection, like, stuff like that, like, how does that work? Like, what? Is there certain ways that you kind of, like, cover yourself or, like, hide yourself? I mean,
I would have to say that first and foremost, you know, I try to be very professional.
Okay.
Right. Because I don't want to, you know, this is my career. This is what I love to do. So I don't want to come across as though I'm thirsty or I'm looking for that.
Like, right.
This is my art. So, you know, I always have a conversation with, you know, whatever my co-star is, and we have to have an intimate scene.
Are y'all really naked?
Right.
Nah.
You have she has on underwear. No,
like
maybe.
Yeah, she has on underwear.
Okay.
Like, so no, nobody's naked. I have on clothes.
Is it like clear panties or something or
they're
something
like
that?
Nude.
Like nude panties. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But yeah, so
sorry.
No, it's all good.
Yeah. Right. We don't
hear all little freaks. That's what I wanted to know.
We out here like the dogs, like
No, Nicole and I, we kept it straight professional.
Okay.
And we talked about how we wanted things to go. And, you know, we talk with the director about it, you know, just because again, you know, this is our image, you know what I mean?
Right.
And we don't want to portray anything that's going to come across as negative or give off something for people to, you know, like, oh, this, that, and the third happened. No, that's none of that.
Right.
This is our art. So this is what we do. So we're going to keep it straight, G.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like
love
that.
It. Because I'll be the one be like, I'm getting aroused. Get off me.
I'll be like, just stick it in just a little bit.
Oh, man.
Are we pretending or is this
when the camera's cut off?
This is classic conversation.
Right.
Check it out. I mean, I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
This is why we're not acting.
Right.
Bumping it with all the actors. Like, what happened? Popped it in my booty a little bit.
In my booty.
Whoa. Say what?
Breathe. A little bit. See?
See, that's why we ain't get that far in the entertainment world.
We will just interview.
Yeah, we're interviewers.
Y'all do a great job at interviewing.
Yeah. Thank you.
For sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's definitely been a passion of ours.
We've been going strong since November.
I know. We're almost approaching our year.
I got to come back for that year anniversary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We should have like everybody.
Yeah,
that'd be dope. Yes. Just have the whole hookup. We need them to put that retractable joint, have a whole pate.
Right.
Love that idea. Pate. So, any love interests? This is Closet Conversations.
What you mean? Like in acting?
In real life.
In real life.
She said in real life. I date.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Hey, Booze.
Hey, Booze.
Because he date. I say that too. I date. Hey, Booze.
You know what? I actually came off of a serious relationship back in February. Cool. So it's been a minute now. So I'm good.
But, y'all always trying to break up with somebody after Valentine's Day. February.
Or was it before?
Before. So you ain't had to get no gift.
My birthday's in December. So mm-hmm.
You're a Capricorn?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Sagittarius. You almost made it into being a Scorpio, but you know.
I kind of figured you were Scorpio.
You know, make the cut, but it's all good. I love my Sag. Who?
Sagittarius linked to Zodiac.
They're linked to the Zodiac?
Lead. Yeah. We are the, I mean, listen, anything that's half man, half beast, right? Associated with that strength behind it. Yeah, that changed the whole chemistry of everything. She just snorted.
Wait a minute.
I'm up here spitting out shit tonight. Wait a minute.
Ooh. Yeah.
Half man,
half beast.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah. Zeusa, what is who's the half man? Who's
wait,
that?
Wait a minute.
Now. Here I go. Who is
wait a
that?
Minute. I'm just a Scorpio. Like, I'm like, wait a minute.
I'm a Gemini.
Team Scorpio.
I don't know.
Whatever.
Scorpio did raise me. What up, Daddy?
That's right. Who whooped your ass?
That one. Mm-hmm. I sent him that video of who was it? Ha-ha Davis. When he said, you can show ass me. And he behind the door. I'm like, I tagged my daddy. I was like, see, Daddy, this was you.
Yeah, that's right.
But I turned out okay.
You sure did.
I'm just saying.
Mine's going to turn out okay, too.
Mm. Yeah, that's for sure.
Because we believe in whooping butt.
Oh, that's for sure. You know what? I heard something on the Breakfast Club. I think it was, earlier today or yesterday, one of the two, and they were talking about, you know, whooping your kids and stuff like that. And since you brought it up, it kind of like made me feel some type of way because, you know, one of the hosts was saying like, nah, he don't get down like that. Mm. And then the other one was saying, yeah, he do. But I'm like,
what did he say? It was slavery related.
Yeah, slavery related. God. That whole deal. Like, that's listen, bullshit. Man, listen.
The Bible. Slaves was whooping kids.
Man, listen, we want to go biblical, right?
Spirit of God, spoil the child.
I mean, that's just plain as day. If you don't discipline an unruly child or you don't give some type of structure to a child that needs rearing, they are going to grow up and be hell.
Okay.
To this world
and, try to
and
beat
to your life and beat your man. What?
Period.
Quick.
Exactly.
And not
my
think twice about
be
it.
At least 6'3". So
mine
break
too.
That man down.
Listen,
down.
My son is 30. He just turned 13. Is already my height.
Mm. That's what I'm saying.
Like why? Like me?
No he, way he, you can let no
he,
stuff.
He's nah. It ain't happening. Mm-hmm. Like few times I done had to, you know, like
toughen him up.
Like, we got the box.
Bro, you don't think that you
don't
for
hit me
one
back.
Second. You don't got my strength yet.
Absolutely.
This is grown man strength.
There
so
you go.
You might be close, but you ain't there.
Right.
You probably would never be. You'll never be there. So yeah, we had that conversation. He good.
Yeah. I mean, because my father, he always said like, if you don't discipline your children.
Or your mama did it?
He slapped me one time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that part. Yeah. But I said some disrespectful ass, okay. You know.
You deserved it.
Yes, I deserved it. Okay. So I take that. Mm-hmm. I take that slap.
For sure. Okay.
But my mom was mainly like the disciplinary because I guess, you know, with men, like they, with girls, they kind of feel like, you know, because they hit you too hard and stuff like that. Yeah.
Beat me.
Yeah.
Like, now see, I have two daughters, right? So like with me. My oldest, she got it a little bit more when she was younger, but then like she grew out of it so quick. Like she like my right hand now.
Mm-hmm.
She's
14. How old is she?
She's 14.
Yeah,
Demaria, I love you, baby.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
The youngest didn't get to see that though, because sometimes you can scare them with that. You know,
with the older
like,
kids getting eight.
She wasn't around. Nah, she wasn't around. Okay. She's sick. So So, but she you know, I had to spank her every once in a while.
Right.
But usually I could just give them a talk.
Give them a look or give them a look.
My energy stand up.
Mm-hmm.
They be like,
he's serious.
Melt. Are we serious?
Yeah, it's real.
Yeah, because my dad, you know, he always said that, like, if you do not discipline your children, then, you know, you don't want them to get older and the police do it.
Because
they'll kill them.
Have you spanked your children?
They not about to play with nobody's kids. You know what I mean?
Like a real spanking. Describe your spanking. Is it with a belt or is it a pop? You know,
I haven't pulled what got used on me, which was a wooden spoon. But old school Italian family.
Good.
No, but they've gotten spanked for damn sure.
Okay. And they like get it together after that?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Not just multiple. See, I was a multiple spanker. Or, excuse me. Got my ass beater.
Well, I mean, and then there's a difference.
Recipient.
Like, you know, there's a difference. I mean, you know, the things you hate as children, you know, like naps and spanking are the things you grow to love as an adult.
Okay.
Right. Hey! We like to get spankings
now.
Let's get a spanking.
Let's take like a spanking. Nap after that.
Right.
Nap time.
That's funny.
Nice. Where are we at on time?
Wow.
Okay, we got a few more minutes.
Yeah.
Got about,
I'm enjoying 15, myself. 20?
Perfect. Yeah. So long-term goals.
Yeah.
Long-term goals. Ultimately, you know, I would like to be directing and producing my own movies. Starting in. Yeah. You know, a lot of people say, oh, you know, you have lofty dreams, but lofty goals. But I don't put any limits.
Those are haters.
Yeah. Oh, man. They come in all shapes and forms, though. They come in so many forms.
Sometimes it could be family, friends, all that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the season that I'm in, it's just me. I'm isolated.
Amen.
You know, obviously, I have those that I could communicate with from time to time, but it's just me right now because I know, again, this is a transitional place where in order for me to get to that place where I want to be, I got to be isolated for a second. So that's where I'm at. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, I'm in a season also of residual. So a lot of the movies and things that I've done are coming out now. So I really don't know how to do anything right now.
Hey.
So I could sit back, you know, because I probably have done in the last 3 years a little bit over 20 movies.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Wow. So, yeah, like I've been grinding.
Big time.
Nah.
We're proud of you.
I'm still working. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I wish it was like that soon, but it ain't like that right now.
That's what's up. That's a good look. We definitely proud of you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You know, and all your accomplishments.
I appreciate that. Yes. All glory to God for sure.
Absolutely. Yes. Continuous blessings.
Mm-hmm.
Chris?
Mm-hmm. How would you... like, what would be your words of wisdom to, you know, people that want to break into the movie industry?
Okay. For any, like, you know, new artist or individual that, like, had his bug, whether you come from another art, dancing, because I know a lot of people that come from, like, dancing or singing or modeling that want to get into it.
Right.
I'll just say, you know, make sure that this is really something that you want to do, because everybody feels like, you know, well, I can get in front of a camera and just read some lines, but it's really more than that. You know, you got to embody the actual
character
right? This is a living, you have to think of it in terms of this is a living being.
Right.
Not just someone fictional that somebody thought of, or it may have been real, but you're depicting their life. So you got to make it authentic, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, just make it authentic. Make it real. Allow yourself to study. You know, don't just, I'm going to go watch some YouTube videos, because that's the generation we live in now.
Right. Everybody's you could be a millionaire off some YouTube, though.
No, you can. I'm talking about like trying to
act.
Yeah, it's trying to act.
Okay.
Like you go and watch a few videos and you feel like, oh, I can do this. No, you got to really put some time in, because I've been paid my dues. You know what I'm saying? I'm still paying dues. I think in this art, you never really reach that ceiling. You know, there's always room to grow and expand if you really love the art. So, yeah, that's where I'm at. But I really feel like directing is my true calling, you know.
Yeah, what's the business? I know it's Hitter something.
Oh, it's Designated Hitters
there you
Production.
Go.
You
know? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. At Designated Hitters.
And I know you want to do like a Family Matters like spinoff, which is funny because I was just telling my son, you know, he watches, you know, having 90s, almost 40-year-old parents. You know, we ended that stuff like, watch this. And he loves some Steve Urkel. And
oh, that's dope.
So, how will we do that? Because I'm in. Join me in.
Well, the first things first is just, you know, getting like-minded individuals together. So, you know, directors and writers and actors and producers who collectively, you know, just have like minds. So, you know, I took the DMs that I got and I actually.
So people were actually responding.
People was like hitting me up for sure. Like, yo, let's do this.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, because you got to
clean comedy.
That's exactly what it was.
Totally different right now.
This is not, I mean, reality TV rules right now. Right.
Yeah.
So unless you watch, you binge watching something on Netflix, right, or Amazon, TV is all reality TV now. So to bring something, to develop something that will pull on that whole 90s vibe that these black sitcoms gave us, right? It was like even a different world. Like a different world was something that was phenomenal, right? Because it changed the idea
of black people can go to college. They can fall in love.
And be successful.
They can, be doctors.
Most definitely. Yeah, it was, that was phenomenal. So I think that we're in that era now where that needs to be redeveloped, recultivated, you know, for the culture.
So, but how do you walk that fine line? Like my head exploded today when somebody posted like, hey, and they tagged me in it. They were like, Dave, they're talking about rebooting New Jack City.
I heard about that. I
want Al Qaeda to win. like when you start, like, oh, no, man. Like, no, oh, no, man. Like, leave Nino Brown the hell alone.
Right.
Like, what, like, because, yeah, and then, like, there's a very fine line between, like, playing to the nostalgia crowd and trying. Because, you know, like, what was it? Like, The Dark Crystal, you know, just did that new series on Netflix, which was great, but they did it the right way. They left the original alone and said, hey, we're going off and doing our own thing.
Right. Just using the idea.
But yeah.
I get what you're saying. You know, don't mess with something so iconic.
Absolutely.
Right.
But where we are right now in film and television, reboots are big money.
Well, yeah, because nobody has any original ideas
and
whatsoever.
That's exactly what's going on in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we have a lot of, there are some that branch off, right? But Hollywood is looking for the familiar right now, you know, right? Those things that already have brought in millions and millions of dollars.
Well, but how many of them have to fail before that finally? Because, like, I look at, like, dude, like Footloose.
Yeah.
Dude, Footloose was, like, one of the defining movies of the 80s.
It really was.
And the remake.
As a young person.
Oh, yeah. And the remake was in the theaters for what? 12 seconds?
Yeah. I watched a few minutes of the reboot and I was like, ah, this is not it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I get it. I get it for sure. I would just say this, again, there's room for new writers and our space, specifically Detroit. Now we have so many phenomenal writers here, that with the proper opportunity will bust Hollywood completely open.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
So, and that was the next thing I was going to tap into is, so like we were here, about a week and a half ago when the Detroit She-Town Film Festival was here. They had their opening night party here, 2 weeks ago, Thursday.
Right.
And talking with that crew, and they weren't all from Detroit. Like a lot of them were, you know, from out of state or out of country even. But the vast majority of them were local. And, you know, listening to them talk about how, like, the struggle now to get things done. Like, you know, there was all this hope and everything when, you know, all the film incentives happened and, you know, and studios got built out and life was great. And then all that got ripped away. But there's still this talent that's here that's hanging on, still doing great stuff, but not really getting recognized for it.
Yeah, and I think that is probably one of the biggest things that we deal with as artists here, acting in the acting industry specifically, is that, you know, we have so much talent, right? The new, the, I feel like, to me personally, the acting industry is the new automotive industry. Mm-hmm. And Detroit is still that fertile soil that produces and cultivates talented people.
What about Atlanta? Because a lot of
Atlanta
people are doing
dope.
That.
Like, okay. Atlanta is really and Atlanta is really
well. They're killing it with right. the film industry right now because right. of all the incentives
exactly.
still in place.
Right. And, then the production studios, mm-hmm. everybody's doing new development. Mm-hmm. And so there's so many opportunities there in Atlanta, especially for Black people.
Absolutely.
But again, Detroit itself specifically has so much talent, whether it be actors, directors, producers, writers, you know, editors, so much talent. We just have to get in a place to where collectively, if we could like brand together.
That's what I was about to say. Is there like a collective space that, hey, let's make this into a production studio. Mm-hmm. Let's get our writers over here. Let's get our actors over here. These are our costume designers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These are the people that are going to invest this project. It's, like, how do you
we
get
have,
that?
We have the resources, to be honest with you, but I think, you know, everybody knows how Detroit is.
The crab in the barrel.
Yeah, you know, see, that's not a figment. Mm-hmm. That's not a fairy tale type of thing.
I think
that's
I need to do a t-shirt like that.
No, yeah, we've talked about this before. Yeah, I know I've brought this up on the show
yeah,
before
absolutely.
Where,
absolutely.
You get, you know, Detroit is like, because like you just compared it to the automotive mm-hmm. industry.
Yeah.
Is it more comparable to the music industry where, okay, you can climb to a certain point.
That's it.
But then right. if you really want to get somewhere, yep. you're going to have to go.
Yeah.
Most definitely. Crazy. And to be completely honest with you, that's exactly how it is. And
even
and years,
with fashion, I know it is.
It is, most yep. definitely. I felt like years ago, like, yo, I got to get out of here. But I have so many of my peers who feel like, no, we can do it here. And I at this point, I'm like, you know, I feel like both can be done.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take a lot more sacrifice mm-hmm. to do it here specifically
absolutely.
Because the audience is not here per se, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
The industry has already been established eons ago in other cities,
right?
Right.
Okay.
Which, how can you compete with that? Fortunately enough, we have the digital age, you know, where people can, you know, put their movies and stuff on these platforms that are broadcasted all over. I have people from all over the world that reach out to me now. Like, I had no idea that that was even possible
mm-hmm.
because of my performance in these movies, mm-hmm. you know. So the reach is worldwide. It's global. We just got to, you know, collectively come, you know, get together a little bit more. And I think that we'll be able to produce like L.A. in Atlanta at some
right.
point. But it's
right.
going to take time. And it may take somebody to go away and come back.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
But how many people actually come back? And that's the sad part.
Well,
you look at like Detroit depends. Homecoming is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I think, what, a week or two?
Mm-hmm.
And that's like, you know, when all, like, they do this whole thing where, like, everybody that was from here and mm-hmm. went and made it elsewhere
mm-hmm.
comes back and you see a lot of pitching happened. Like,
I've never even heard of it.
Oh, Detroit Homecoming? Mm-hmm. Oh, look it up. It's
okay.
it's a thing.
And so where is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did it at the, I want to say they did it, like, the big event was at the train station last
okay.
year.
Okay.
They've done it. It's an annual thing. And it's, like, that's part of it is, okay, look, you were here in Detroit.
What you going to do?
And you moved away.
Right.
Let's bring you back and take a look at where things are now.
Okay.
How can you get and almost and it is. I mean you and it's one of those things where like you hear a lot of the lip service like, "Oh my god, you know, things are so much better." Da da da. Yeah, yeah,
so
I want to get involved.
What have you actually done? What seat
okay,
have you left?
Then are you going to give that same speech next year?
Right.
When you're back again
absolutely.
and nothing has changed in the back. So I mean, but it is. I mean, at least there are people out there that are like, you know, reaching and pulling and I don't know, blackmailing and whatever, you know, getting all those
get
people back here.
Right.
You
right.
know, to yeah. to at least make those conversations happen. Because I mean, it is. I mean, it's, you know, it's like us. I mean, even on our like little microcosm of stuff, like, you know, we like our main studios are in Royal Oak. Mm. Why? Red carpet versus red tape.
Damn.
You know, and that's
I love this studio.
And that's part of it. Well, it's like, you know, we had a studio in the Penobscot building. We had a studio, you know, in Southwest. We looked at trying to build out another studio downtown before either of those two happened. And it literally, like, we wanted our main studios down here, and it was red carpet versus red tape. You know, it was here's all the bureaucracy. Like, look where we're sitting right now. This was supposed to be a 1-year project, this whole Container Plaza.
Mm.
Triple. Triple
period.
Time, triple budget. because of roadblocks and red tape and bureaucracy and all that other kind of stuff. Like some of that's got to change. Well, no, all of that has to change.
Has to change, yeah.
You know, for more than your last name is Illich.
Absolutely.
Your last name is Gilbert. Mm-hmm. You're like, you know, like that's got to shift.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Funny. It does. And I agree 100,000%. It has to. The idea of that thing, right, whatever that may be, it always has to shift. It always has to change in order for growth to happen. But, I mean, it has to come from a collective group of people. You know, one person's idea is just an idea until it's, you know, influenced by the masses.
Okay. Well, whatever Closet Conversations can do, Closet with a K, Conversations with a K, ending with a Z.
Yes.
To bring this initiative together, we are calling all of our artistic people, actors, writers, producers, filmmakers, costume designers, reach out to Mr. Damaris Harvey.
Let's get together.
Damaris Harvey.
Okay.
Yeah, let's make it happen.
Yes.
Let's be great.
Please.
Right.
We have the potential. It's here.
Most definitely.
I hate saying potential.
No, we have.
We are great.
We are.
Let's just start acting like it.
Yeah, we are for sure, man. I love the acting community as a whole, right? Even the idea of it, because there's so many gifted individuals here. It just makes no sense. Mm-hmm. But we gotta take it to the next level, and the only way to really do that is to come together.
Come together, yeah, definitely, you know? Stick together. Come together.
We love that.
Combine as one. Okay, nice.
We love that.
Well, shout out your
Instagram
and all of your, you know, information, how people can contact you for bookings or anything like that.
All right. Well, yeah. My Instagram is my first and last name at Damaris Harvey.
That's spell it.
D E M A R I S H-A-R-V-E-Y, right? Yeah. That's my Instagram. You can follow me on there. If you want to book me for anything, whether it's hosting or you want to talk to me about movies, you can check me out. Get my email. It's ddub1220@gmail.com for all contact information. And, yeah, I got a couple more premieres coming out. Again, that's First Lady 2. Neon Detroit Nights, The Users will be coming out, and then Bad Girls will be coming out the first of 2020. So yeah, be on the lookout for that as well.
Love it.
Shout out to our sponsor,
C. Harvey Construction and Management. We got the Harveys all everywhere.
That Harvey name is strong too. Warrior. So definitely.
Yes, I'll have to connect you too.
Yeah,
right.
Sure. Absolutely.
Right.
Appreciate
any
you,
closing words? No, I mean, it's been a great show.
I agree. One person. This is like our first one person hookup.
Right, in a long time. It's been a long time.
It has, yeah.
Dave always says you need one or maybe two. And I think that we've accomplished what we needed to.
Right, yeah, because we were really able to kind of go in depth and you know, just kind of focus on him.
Every now and then, I know what I'm talking about.
This is why we love you, Dave.
Yes, we love you, Dave.
This is our Howard Stern, is what I said.
I mean, the chemistry is great.
This is the boo right here. He comes through.
Right.
Yes.
If somebody else has the engineer, we're like,
where's Dave? We're going to cancel. We're going to go eat tacos instead.
Oh, right.
Shout out to Bakersfield. Oh, yeah, it's so great. I know, right? If I can just get my daddy to watch the baby for a few more minutes. All right. Well, in closing, thank you for listening. And we are
Closet Conversations.